I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Saltburn in cinema, or did you wait till it came to streaming?
I considered going to see it in the cinema, but we watched. I just ended up watching it on Prime.
I wish I'd seen it in the cinema. I wish I'd gotten that.
Yeah.
Experience watch. It's just showing in some cinemas. When I walked past the whatever one is the one on O'Connell Street, they are still showing it like multiple times a day. Now, not being funny, if you're listening to this, you've already seen it, or you're probably not going to go see it. But maybe you saw it on streaming and you want to go see it in the cinema. There's one.
Yeah, because we are going to spoil it. So yeah, turn it off here if you're going to go see it.
Spoilers inbound. We're talking about Barry. Will we talk about Barry first?
And then let's talk about Barry.
So this is your warning. But yeah, Barry, star of Saltburn. One of the best things about Saltburn, I would say.
That's
good at playing freaky little weirdos, isn't he?
That was the thing. Like I was like, oh, Barry Keoghan, I never really see him in anything. And then I was like, that's such bullshit. He's in everything, but he's just such a good actor that you kind of like forget that it's him. Like the Banshees, like I totally forgot that he was like such a huge character in that. And I was like, he was incredible in that, but it was just so different to this that I don't even put them in the same box. You know what I mean?
I think with Banshees, it's just that all the performances were so strong. And I think that was a good year for movies as well, wasn't it? That it was kind of, everyone was just kind of fighting for air. But, What was your first introduction to him? Was it Love, Hate, The Cat Killer?
Yeah, I literally just watched that scene on TikTok.
Can you give context to that scene for someone who has yet to watch all of Love, Hate?
In terms of the show, no, because I can't remember at all. I don't think he was a big character in it. He's just like a teenager. And I think the scene is that he somehow ends up with a gun. And I don't know if one of the guys has like given him this gun to hide, or has like he was like, oh, I'm minding this gun for someone. I don't actually know.
He's one of Nidge's cronies, I feel, is he?
Probably, yeah, but I just haven't seen it. It's been so many years since I've seen it that I actually have no idea what the context of the scene is. But he ends up with a gun anyway, and he's like messing with it, and he's like, take out your phone and video me. I have a gun. And then a lad comes over and he's like, what are you going to do with that? And he's like, oh, I'll shoot you. And then your man kind of gets a bit freaked and starts walking away, and he like picks up the gun. You think he's going to shoot him, and then he ends up shooting the head off a cat.
Do you?
Which it was stark at
like,
the time.
I remember... Like culture was talking about it, you know what I mean? People were.
It was no, but it was like because there was so much killing and Love, Hate and shooting people. But I remember that being like, whoa! Everyone was like, whoa! Was that real? Like, did they actually kill a cat for on RTE? Like, it was.
I read either on Reddit or a YouTube comment, and I don't remember this at the time because obviously I wasn't like in the Love, Hate. I wasn't part of culture. I was being left behind, washed away. Did they have to bring the cat on the Late Late Show to prove that it hadn't actually been killed?
I believe that. I would so believe that.
What the heck? What the heck? Like,
no, there's definitely lots of people like RTE and like producers, whatever. Definitely a lot of talk, probably on Joe Duffy that week, being like, no, what happened to Kat? There's no way they didn't actually kill that cat, because it was done. It was so well done that you like, there was no way the cat survived it.
But
I don't know how they did it.
No, I don't either.
Fishing line.
Fishing line.
It was fishing line.
It was fishing line. Adam's screaming in the background.
What does that mean?
You're probably not going to hear this.
They're attached. So, okay, I'm going to speak for Adam here. I'm assuming that they attached like fishing line to a...
to a fake cat.
To a fake cat.
Yes.
Oh, and just yank it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. But it was just very well edited that it was like 1 minute it was a real cat and then the next minute it's a fake cat.
The magic of cinema. There you go.
Yeah.
Whatever production company did, love it. He actually did a decent job. He's been acting. Yeah. He was acting for ages before that. Like, he began like properly acting in 2011. But it's so funny. If you go onto YouTube now, his 2013 show reel is still there. There's loads of little short films he's done. He did like a short film where he's like cast himself as Spider-Man, which is so funny given that he went on to star in a Marvel movie, Eternals.
That was the whole thing with him, wasn't it? He was like, I'm manifesting this. He was like, I'm going to... Before he was anybody, he was like, I'm going to be a Marvel star. And he had like written it down or something. He really like, I don't know. Wasn't he? Yeah.
He just had it from the start. Like obviously, and like whoever was around him in school had nurtured that talent as well and kind of pushed it. You know, like he's appearing in school plays as a child. And then he went on to study acting at, it's called Bow Street Academy now. And he said he remembers like just not having any money to get to, it was called the factory at the time, like not even having the 220 to get the butt, because this was someone who grew up in foster care because his mom died due to addiction. Like, it's just, it's a great story, obviously, but it's crazy to think how it could have gone. But that's to say, if you go onto YouTube, there are so many, like, and it's very endearing to see the humble beginnings of him and the little kind of passion projects he did. And it's, I love that they haven't been deleted. I love that they're there, whether that's his or not. I'm not sure if he even remembers them, but like there's a rake of content there and it just kind of warms my cockles that it's like, it's still there and you get to see him kind of doing his bits from very young to who he is now.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.